They say the city never sleeps. Maybe it does. Maybe it snores. Maybe it whistles. Maybe it dreams. I write a column for the Evening Star, so I ask the readers, does the city ever sleep? If it does it dream? And if it dreams, what does it dream about? And readers wrote back,
if the city dreams, I'll bet it's all nightmares.
And others agreed,
I'll bet it dreams of robberies and rapes, murders, corruption.
But if the city dreams, are the dreams always nightmares?
Some people thought the city dreamed of its buildings being torn down, its beautiful architecture being replaced with something modern, steel and glass, something cold and characterless.
Yeah, and what about the outskirts of the city? I mean, the fast food joints, the car dealers, and the strip malls. Now that's a pretty ugly dream.
Yeah, maybe the city dreams of the people who live there. The children playing in the parks, and the couples holding hands, the trees, you know, the street musicians, poets, dreamers.
Maybe it dreams about taking a bath.
Then there were those who thought it was a stupid question. They wrote,
the city is not alive, so how can it dream?
Is the city not alive? Isn't it an organism? It's like a living creature. I mean, how do we know that plants don't dream? Animals dream.
Yeah, okay. But a city never sleeps. So how can it dream?
How do you know that? It has memories. It has to dream. Look at the art it creates.
Yeah. Who ever heard of a city dreaming?
Well, in Paris, the city dreams all the time.
And so the letters trickled down and my column went on to other things. But sometimes, late at night, when I'm walking back to my apartment, especially on a warm summer night, I wonder, can it be dreaming? They say our life is but a dream. As Joseph Campbell once said, this universe, its heavens, its hells, and everything within it is a great dream dreamed by a single being in which all the dream characters are dreaming too. So,
the city does dream.